This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One often hears prominent Pentecostal preachers say, "The Lord appeared to me last night and said to me." He or she then reports what the Lord is supposed to have told them. There are several problems with such teaching. How do we know those preachers or teachers are telling the truth? If God speaks to those preachers, does He give them information which they could not find in the Bible? If there is more than the Bible reveals, then the Bible is not complete, as Paul claims, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. What if the messages of some of those preachers are contradictory? Is God the author of confusion? The truth is, dear friends, God does not speak directly to anyone in the Christian era. He speaks to us, but only through His Word. Peter affirms that God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. If God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness, that leaves nothing for modern revelations, or else what these men and women claim to receive has nothing to do with life and godliness. Are they willing to concede so much? God's dealings with the Jews were on a different plane. His revelation to the Israelites was a continuing one. That ought to be obvious to any student of the Old Testament. For a period of more than 1,000 years, God continued to provide additional information for the Jews. Moses reminds the Jews of God's revelation to them, not only in word, but also in various natural elements. These are the words of Moses. "The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire." Deuteronomy 5:4. The expression, "face to face," does not mean the Jews actually saw God. Had they seen God, they could not have lived. The Hebrew expression means person to person, or perhaps directly. In other words, God revealed Himself in such a way that the Jews could not mistake who was speaking to them. Many of those reading the message of Moses were not even present on the occasion Moses mentions. And yet he says that God spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. The occasion of God speaking to the Jews from the midst of the fire was truly awesome. The Jews were afraid and petitioned Moses to ask the Lord not to speak to them in that fashion anymore. There is certainly a great difference between the attitudes of those who claim to speak directly with God in our day and those who actually heard the voice of God in the Old Testament. The modern charismatics who say God speaks to them seem to think it is a joke. They often laugh and joke about it. The Israelites stood in awe in hearing the voice of God. They did not want God speaking directly to them anymore. When the Jews expressed fear at hearing the voice of God, Moses actually stood between the Lord and the Jews at that time to show unto you the word of the Lord. They were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up unto the mount. Deuteronomy 5:5. All the Jews at Mount Sinai heard the voice of the Lord. But God gave Moses the responsibility to declare God's word to the Israelites. It needs to be said in passing that God's word was actually heard and then preached by Moses. God wants His people to know what He demands of them. He has provided spokesmen so we can know. According to the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ is that spokesman in the Christian era. We do not need any revelation beyond the New Testament, and we do not have any, regardless of the contention of modern charismatics. The Bible was given to this dispensation to guide us into all that God wants us to know and to do. He has left nothing out of His Word which modern men need for their salvation. In fact, God pronounces a curse on anyone who would preach any other gospel. Galatians 1, 8 and 9. Our responsibility is to believe the Word, to preach it, and to practice it. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.